Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 20th. Tesla is mixing video games and reality with the launch of a new version of Game of Peace in its Tesla Arcade in China. In China, Tesla has been introducing different video game systems than other markets, and now the automaker is launching Game of Peace, which is China's version of the popular PlayerUnknown Battleground mobile game. In the launch trailer, a red shipping container with a blue cover is dropped off at a shopping mall and then opened to reveal a white Tesla Model 3 that transforms to a purple color with racing designs. And wouldn't you know it? In real life, Tesla has dropped off a red shipping container with a blue cover at the Taikoo Hui shopping mall in Shanghai. Now, in real life, the shipping container isn't opened yet. We shall see soon enough what is inside. An original Tesla Roadster is going for sale at an insane $1.5 million asking price, as some appear to test the market for Tesla's first vehicle as a collector item. For years now, some people in the industry have speculated that the original Tesla Roadster could become a popular collector car. It has some collector properties, mainly its rarity. Only about 2,500 Tesla Roadsters were made between 2008 and 2011. The seller writes in the item description, quote, "We offer the unique opportunity to buy the very last Tesla Roadster ever built, VIN 2500. And of course, the asking price isn't necessarily the market value, especially at this time. At Electrek, we don't see the Roadster getting there quite yet. Elon Musk's Boring Company has confirmed the use of Tesla Model S, Model X, and Model 3 in its upcoming new loop. With the Las Vegas Convention Center loop on track to be completed in the next few months, the Boring Company has been releasing more details about what they call the Loop. Quote, Loop is an all-electric, zero-emissions, high-speed underground public transportation system in which passengers are transported via compatible autonomous electric vehicles, or AEVs, at up to 150 miles per hour through the main artery tunnels between stations. AEVs are Tesla vehicles, Model S, 3, and X, that operate autonomously within the Loop system. Now, the Boring Company is planning to complete the project by the end of this year. Tesla is launching leases for the Model Y in order to increase demand for the electric SUV. Things have been moving very fast for Tesla with the Model Y. With the Model 3, Tesla didn't launch leases until August of 2019, 2 years after the start of production for the vehicle. And now, Tesla is opening up the Model Y with a lease, making the cheapest option to drive the new SUV. People in the U.S. can now lease the Model Y vehicles, starting at just $499 a month. To get it for $499 a month, you need to put down $4,500. The lease is for 36 months with 10,000 miles as an allotment. This move comes after Tesla reduced the price of the base Model Y below $50,000 earlier this month. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the London Underground could soon be entirely powered by green energy and become net zero by the year 2030. It's part of a plan to make London carbon neutral by the year 2050. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said, quote, "This work to secure cost-effective and renewable energy for the rail network, with ambitions to include the wider Greater London Authority Group and beyond, will play a key role in London's green recovery and accelerating action on the climate emergency." Air conditioning plays an important part in many climates as the planet warms. But as the United Nations reports, many air conditioning units emit carbon dioxide, black carbon, and hydrofluorocarbons. The Cooling Emissions and Policy Synthesis Report from the United Nations Environment Program and the International Energy Agency shows that up to 460 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions, roughly the amount produced over an 8-year period, could be cut over the next 4 decades. Vodafone from the United Kingdom says it will move its European mobile network to 100% green electricity by July of 2021. As Business Green reports, quote, "The telecom giant on Friday said it aims to operate a green gigabit net for its customers across 11 European markets, powered only by electricity from wind, solar, and hydro sources within 12 months. Covering countries include the UK, Ireland, Germany, Spain, Italy, and Greece." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, electric bike company Supermonarch has released the Crown All-Wheel Drive 1500. This beast of a bike includes dual motors, dual suspension, dual batteries, totaling 1,638 watt-hours, also dual cargo racks and a camouflage design. The bike is designed as, quote, the perfect off-road e-bike, and it weighs in at 95 pounds. The price has some heft to it as well, with an MSRP of $4,995, but fortunately, at the moment, it's still on sale for $3,995. The Czech electric motorbike company Kuberg has just announced a new model known as the Kuberg Ranger. The Ranger features a novel design that combines features of an electric dirt bike and an electric scooter. It's powered by a 14-kilowatt electric motor that blasts it up to 80 kilometers an hour, or 50 miles per hour. It also features a range of up to 100 kilometers, or 60 miles, from its maxed-out dual 1.15-kilowatt-hour batteries, and the Kuberg Ranger sports a set of platform-style floorboards instead of conventional dirt bike foot pegs. It also has an airlift seat that can stow away for rigorous standing-only trails or pop back up for more leisurely seated rides. The MSRP will start at $6,150, and various add-ons and higher-end packages will push the price as high as $8,449. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.